Hi everyone, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So let's talk about the lost leader, finding your way back. So what's it mean to be lost? There's many examples out there, like being lost at sea, where a ship is out there. And sometimes you may wonder, well, how does a ship get lost at sea? It's a big ocean out there. You have the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, other oceans that are out there. And even with all the technology, even with the SOSs, the CB radios, the modern day equipment, the Coast Guard, a lot of ships at sea, ships can still get lost at sea. There's all the elements out there. An instrument can malfunction. Their navigation system can malfunction. Storms, clouds, heavy waves, high waves can come and cause a ship to be lost at sea. It can also be user error that can cause the ship to be lost. You can also get lost in a forest, out in the mountains. You go for a hike and you lose your orientation. You think you've circled back in the same direction, and even if you're with another person, you can still get lost. You can have your map, you can have your compass, and for some reason, people still get lost. Even having your backpack with equipment, people have gone missing, have gotten lost. And yes, there's a whole array of reasons why people get lost and end up missing. But in this context, when someone gets lost out in the forest, out in the mountains, And it's hard to find your way back. And then a state of panic comes, a state of anxiety. You can also get lost in a desert. Wandering out in the desert, going on a hike out in the desert. You're going to do some photography, going to observe nature. And you lose your way. You get so far into the desert that everything looks the same. You don't know what direction you came from. It's hot during the day. It can be cold, really cold during the night. You have the elements out there. You have poisonous animals. You start running out of water. You start getting panicky. You start getting anxiety. Start worrying. Doubt and fear starts coming in. And with all of these, you can start losing hope. After a prolonged period of time, as time goes on, the hours and the days that you're lost at sea, you're lost in the jungle, you're lost in the forest, you're lost in the desert, whatever environment you're in that you're lost, as time goes on, you start losing hope, and people can tell each other, let's keep hope alive, but then doubt and fear starts creeping in, and you can start losing that hope. And then people resign themselves to the fact that they won't be found, or that all is lost. But maybe in that moment when you're about to give up on hope, when you feel all is lost, a hiker will come by, another ship will come by, someone on a camel will come by in the desert, or a plane flying over the desert will see you down below, and then hope is found again. And you feel like you've been found. So what is the leader? Remember that leader that you used to know? Remember when you used to be enthusiastic about your leadership? And I'm talking to the leaders today that have lost their way from the leadership, that leader that you used to be. And if this doesn't pertain to you, listen to this podcast and share it with somebody that maybe has lost their way as a leader, or anyone that you've lost your way in life. Remember when you used to be enthusiastic about your leadership? Or remember when you used to be energetic about life in general? Do you remember why you wanted to be in a leadership role? Do you remember why you were enthusiastic and full of energy about life? Remember when you were motivated, you were inspired and full of energy at one time? You were leading teams, you were leading your business. You're all excited to guide them, to shape them, to mold them. You were excited about the mission. You were excited about that vision you had. You motivated and encouraged others. You're full of pizzazz, that enthusiasm. You were on the grind, the hustle. People looked to you as a leader. People were encouraged by you. But somewhere along your leadership journey, you got off course. If you've listened to previous podcasts, if not, go back and listen to the podcast about the Wizard of Oz and the journey. You know, there's this, the yellow brick road, the journey, and sometimes you can veer off course. Just like I talked about the Tin Man in that episode. How he was off the path. And you'll come across people that are off the path and are just there. They're stuck. And maybe you've become one of those individuals. You've gotten off course for whatever reason. So somewhere along your journey, you veered off course. Maybe a life event set you back and you never fully recovered. Maybe it was the death of a loved one. Maybe it was the death of a colleague, a friend. Maybe you got an illness. Maybe you have cancer. Maybe they downsized your business and organization, and you're wondering if you're next, and so you start not being too enthused about the whole situation. There could be different life events. Maybe your child, you had a baby and you found out that your baby had autism or had some severe illness. And so there's different things that life presents to you that may have set you back. And you haven't found your way back. Perhaps it's a business mistake or failure, a huge business mistake that got you down, that even may have got you down to that state of clinical depression, and you're grieving, you have anxiety, and so in fear of not making future mistakes like that, in fear of failing again, you're stuck in that situation and you've lost some hope. You've lost hope in moving forward with your leadership. Maybe it was a combination of choices that you regret and see no way out. Maybe you made a business decision, or maybe you made a decision for your team that led them down a wrong path. Even you calculated it, you did risk analysis, you weighed the pros and cons, and no one can truly see 100% the outcomes. You can make the best risk analysis, you can strategically plan, and you minimize risk, but there's always that element that it won't work out, that it will fail. And so then people start blaming you, they can blame you, you start feeling regretful because you made those decisions that ended up not coming out with those positive outcomes that you wanted. It had dire effects on your team, on yourself. And then you start thinking and processing, and a lot of it's in your mind about what other people think about you, the choices you've made. So then you have regret, you have doubts and fears, some anxiety, you see no way out, and so then you start retreating and then get stuck in that place along your journey. And you become like that tin man where you start becoming rusty, you start becoming where you can't move, you can't speak, until somebody comes along and helps you, motivates you, encourages you. There's a myriad of reasons why you got off course. And all of this, from that leader that you used to know within yourself, to getting off course, and then you start losing all that hope. You lose hope that you can be that leader you once were. And then that further leads to stuck in the mud, which then becomes complacency. You're stuck in that mud, you're stuck off the path, off your journey, that yellow brick road, and you get complacent, and then you become satisfied where you are. And you resign yourself, you accept the outcomes and surrender to the thoughts of your mind. And then you become content, and then there's that mentality, if you can't beat them, join them. So you stay with the crowd, and you stay with those that complain and whine, and then you become a part of the problem instead of the solution. And it seems easier then to be within that comfort zone. And so you go from where you once were to down to that area of resigning yourself, of losing that hope. But it doesn't have to be that way. How do you get out of this rut? How do you dig yourself out of the mud? How do you find your way out of the forest? How do you see your way out of the desert? How do you get back on course when you're lost at sea? Do you resign yourself, continuously resign yourself to the fact that, well, there's no hope, no one's going to find me. I'm never going to find my way back home, never going to find my way back on land. That's giving up. So through hope, support, value, and there's probably other ways that other people look at it, but through this perspective, I'm asking you to look at hope, support, and value. First, you must have hope. Hope is vital. In life, if people lose hope, then they say, well, what's it worth living? If people lose hope in others, if people lose hope in their careers, if that hope dies, then people don't see a reason to continue. Humanity has hope. Hope that the human race will continue to live on. And so as a humanity, we continue, and we, even though there's all these different things going on, but there's that hope still there. The hope in your families that you're going to continue going on, and they'll pass the legacy down, and it'll continue to go on. If you have life and are alive, then hope resides within you. That flame is still there. You may say, well, I don't see it. It's there. It's only being clouded by fear and doubts. That mist of fear the clouds of doubt have grown so much that it has covered hope, but it's there within you. Life is all around you. So that means hope is all around you. You see life, you see people, you see nature, you hear the birds, you see so much activity going on. All of that is hope. People might not look at it in that aspect, but it's hope, it's life. And where there is life, there is hope. And yes, it often can get clouded by negativity. It can get clouded by the horrors of life when people commit and do bad things. But there's a lot of hope out there. And so what that means is that there's help out there. There's support out there. As a leader, remember, you are human. And it is okay to ask for help. It can be another leader, a friend, family, even a stranger, anyone. You know, on the title I put if you go to my Instagram, there's a quote I put up there, and it says, leader to leader, L2L, two being the number two. And I'm going to start using that hashtag also along with my unplugged hashtag, because leader to leader, just like there's business to business, there's leaders to leaders. Talk to each other, support each other, encourage each other, uplift each other. Leaders have their down days too. You are not a superhero with superpowers. You're a human being. You live in a human body in a world of imperfections. And yet, within the human body and within a world of imperfections, there is value in all of that. As we strive toward making ourselves better, as we strive toward perfection, as we strive to make ourselves better as humans within imperfections, so much value in that. There's value within you and value around you. Hope and value. Have empathy with yourself. You know, there's talk about having empathy in others, but there is also power in having empathy with yourself. Start asking yourself some questions. Ask yourself why you became a leader. Ask yourself, what is your reason for being in a leadership position? Remember that enthusiasm you had and how it made you feel. Start remembering and recalling those feelings of enthusiasm when you led teams, when you encouraged others, when you would talk about leadership. That feel good in how you brought out greatness and helped others bring out the best in them. And you helped them get back on course. Transitioning from the mundane and lackadaisical feelings to positive feel-good feelings of leadership. You have it within you. Dig deep within. Go into your mind palace. Listen to all my previous podcasts. See how it all connects, how my thought process flows, and how I'm trying to get you to see leadership, see life in a whole different perspective, even if it's a slight perspective. A slight angle can go a long way in creating you and your leadership brand, you and your leadership path. So listen, share it, pass it on, take tidbits. So leader to leader, losing your way in life does not mean you cannot find your way back. Reach out for support. Remember your value. Hope is within you and is all around. You know, you might have gone off course, lost your way in life, lost your way in your leadership. It doesn't mean you can't find your way back. The choice is yours. Know that support is out there for you. Leaders to leaders. And remember that value you have as a leader. That flame of hope, as long as you're alive, that flame of hope lies within you. As long as there's life out there around you, there is hope around you. So next time you think you're like a ship lost at sea, have no hope. Next time you feel like you're in a forest, lost and no way back. Next time you feel like you're in a desert, just wandering aimlessly and have resigned yourself. Find it within you that, hey, it's within me to find my way out. It's within me to seek help with others. How do you do that? Send out a signal. When you're lost at ship, people send out a flare sometimes into the air so that people can see where they're at. They reach out and call SOS. They could leave things, toss them over the sea, and hopefully those items will trickle out and somebody will get an idea that maybe somebody's in distress. When you're lost in the forest, you can leave hints. Some people have got creative as getting rocks and making an SOS on the ground so that the helicopter or an airplane could see. When you're lost in the desert, maybe write an inscription in the sand. Unless there's a sandstorm or winds that blow it away, you could write SOS. Maybe a plane or a helicopter will see it. And process within your mind palace of the steps that you came from. Retrace your steps that may help you find your way back. Never lose that hope. Hope is still there. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your leadership. Don't give up on life. Just because you're the lost leader now does not mean you will be the lost leader forever. Find your way back. Believe in yourself. Reach out for help. Throw out that SOS. Asking for help as a leader is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. And other leaders need to be understanding and empathetic with leaders that ask for help. If you're a leader that this doesn't pertain to you and you're listening to this, understand that it's okay if leaders ask you for help. Leaders to leaders helping each other, supporting each other, not putting each other down. It's not a competition where, oh, I'm a better leader than you, you're a better leader than me. I've got to step over you, I'm going to stab you in the back so that I can climb the ladder. It shouldn't be that way. And even though those things do happen out there, you that are listening, encourage other leaders, support other leaders, give them that safe place where they can come to you. Because together leaders can grow and develop and flourish and support the future leaders of tomorrow. And together you're leaving your legacy for others. So I encourage you, leader to leader, dig your way out, find your way back, get back on course. So remember, you have value, you matter, and no one can take that away from you. So until next time, take care, have a great week, and talk to you soon.